The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You know, when you reach a point in the American culture where you're just a one-namer, you know, I'm talking like Cher, Madonna, Elvis. Bono, Elvis, exactly, you know you've done something. And so joining us right now is another one-namer, Omarosa.
Wow.
Right?
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. Good morning. you're actually talking to us from the Trump Hotel in D.C. Tell me about the, how's it looking? How's the hotel?
The hotel is beautiful. I am here. We did our soft opening on Monday the 12th. The official opening is on the 16th. And we have some very special guests to kick off the opening.
Yeah. Like?
Like the next president of the United States.
Well, of course, Omarosa is also working for the Trump campaign. And I love this. You are speaking to the Congressional Black Caucus tonight. What are you going to tell them? Because that's not going to be a very welcoming room.
Oh, my gosh, I've got panels, I've got meet and greets, but I'm hosting a reception here at the new Trump Hotel for African-American Republicans. You know, there are tons of them, and we have a lot of partners, African-American GOP partners and chiefs of staffs and all of that. And so what better way to engage the African-American community than to invite them to a beautiful hotel and give them lots of food and alcohol?
Omarosa, I have heard anecdotally through the grapevine of some Hillary Clinton people who are working inner cities like, you know, urban Philadelphia and other major population centers around the country, and their stated goal is to go out and to do the same thing that you're doing for the Trump campaign, to go into these communities and make the case for Hillary Clinton. And what I am hearing anecdotally is that they're not being received very warmly, that there is not a great deal of affection for Hillary Clinton in some of these communities. Do you get a sense that that is the case?
Well, certainly, you know, the Democrats have had a stronghold on the African-American vote for years. And look, Barack Obama got 94% of the African-American vote. And so we are in this area that has traditionally not played well for Republicans. But what's happening with Hillary is that African-Americans are not supporting her. In fact, I saw that she had a drop of like 14-15% of African-American voters, and that's really all that we really need. We don't necessarily need to have a huge turnout of African-Americans for Mr. Trump. We just need them not to turn out for her.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but that's sort of what I was getting, is that they're not enthusiastic, and therefore they might not go to the polls in large numbers.
In fact, that's exactly what we're seeing. We're seeing a lack of enthusiasm, a lack of engagement, and we are hearing that African-Americans are just not going to support her in the same way that they supported Bill Clinton or that they supported Barack Obama. And a lot of that has to do with some of the things that she's done in the past and some of the things that she supported in the past. Particularly the crime bill is one of the examples that a lot of the African-American state, to me, is a big issue for them, or gutting out the welfare-to-work program that she was a big part of. So it's interesting to hear what the other side is battling. Yeah. I have my own challenges as well. We started out at 1% of African-American supporters, but now we're at 10%. And by Election Day, I hope to be at least 15 to 20%, which would be more than any Republican candidate has gotten in the history of presidential elections.
Where are you getting 10%? I have not seen that poll, and that should get more publicity. Is that an internal poll?
Oh, absolutely. You know what? I have all of the polling data right here.
All right, 10% of the black vote I have not seen. That's something.
Yeah, it's huge, right?
Let me ask you this, Omarosa. You said tonight you're going to be talking to African-American Republicans. And I know that there are plenty of them out there, and it's tough to be a black Republican in America. You're called some of the worst names in the book. Have you been a Republican this whole time, or have you just turned into a Republican for Donald Trump?
No, I'm a Trumplican.
A Trumplican.
A Trumplican. I like
that.
A
whole different category of political
support. You've had great people say nasty things about you in your history, including, listen, anybody who
I'm not in any way, I can't be sensitive.
Right, exactly.
Understand. First of all, I started out in the Clinton White House way back in the day, and during that time, the second term, we were going through impeachment hearings, we were going through all kinds of other investigations, and people were calling me names for standing by and working in that administration after he, you know, had been found out that he was messing with interns and all that. And so even way back there 20 years ago, people were like, why are you doing that? So fast forward, I'm now in a political environment where, you know, people are, you know, wondering, why would you support Donald Trump, or why are you loyal to him? And I can tell you very, very clearly that for 20 years I've supported the Democrats, and for 20 years we have been, you know, we've gotten the short end of the deal. African Americans have been extremely loyal to Democrats, and then you look at cities like Chicago, where 3,000 people have died, 3,000 murders have died, murders have occurred, and 70-80% of them are African Americans. African American young men under 30. 60% of them are unemployed or not in school.
Well, I want the elevator pitch. When you have the opportunity to talk to a black Democrats who you want to persuade to vote for Donald Trump, what is the hard sell? What is the most important thing that you share with them? And what has been most successful in persuading people to reconsider how they're going to vote?
Very clearly, very easily, jobs. African Americans want jobs. They want an opportunity to provide for their family. They don't want handouts. They just want jobs. And what's happening is our jobs are being shipped overseas. Our jobs are being sent to other places. Or in fact, illegal immigrants are taking up jobs that traditionally African Americans would take. And so we want jobs. And so Donald Trump is going to be the greatest job creator president we've ever experienced.
Yeah.
And I want to share that information about the polls. I should have had them in front of me. I've got a stack.
Oh, that's okay.
The YouGov Economist poll
has
him right at 8 to 9%. And then we also have the 10% poll, which is also in the Boston Herald and Franklin Pierce University poll.
Great.
And so, and you should take a look at that. Because
no, thank you for that. And I want to bring some more attention to it.
We're very excited about it.
I have not seen it. That's a big number.
It's not being covered.
No. Listen, Omarosa, we're almost out of time, but I got to ask you. I'm a huge fan of The Apprentice, always have been. I hated you. You were awful. Until
that was the point.
Until, but wait, until you know, speaking of immigrants, until you pissed off Piers Morgan, and then at that point, it's like, okay. If Piers Morgan hates her, she's got to be good. Do you guys have any relationship at this point? Do you get along?
Well, first of all, let's be clear. You know, every reality show has a villain. And so 14 years ago on The Apprentice, absolutely, I was the villain. I was the girl that came into the boardroom and shook things up.
Yeah, and you did
it
well.
I had a lot of fun doing that. But with Piers, so we actually have a very cordial relationship. The last time I saw him, he had his kids with him. He wanted me to take pictures with him, and we had a great conversation. You know what? What happens in the boardroom stays in the boardroom. Everybody knows it's a game show. There's only one apprentice winner at the end of that game show, and the rest of us, we just have a lot of fun.
Not going to lie, I'm a little disappointed that you get along with Piers Morgan now. But other than that, Omarosa, good talking.
I said cordial.
Oh, cordial.
He's
all right.
Not like
there
my BFF or anything.
Ah, redemption. Thank you, Omarosa. Good to have you.